God loves when you come to him and say, hey, by the way, God, you said you'd answer prayer. By the way, God, you've said, you've promised to take care of all my needs. By the way, God, you've promised to care for me and to heal me in this situation. And God loves to have his word quoted back to him. Because this, he said, God, look, you said it right here. All I'm asking you to do is just keep your word. That's part of a breakthrough prayer.
Have you been waiting for a breakthrough? Well, you're in good company. The Bible is full of people who were tested with tough circumstances, including Mary, Noah, Job, the Apostle Paul, and countless others. But what was the common ingredient that allowed these heroes of faith to overcome? Find out right here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope as we continue with a series called Seeking God for a Breakthrough. If you would like to learn how to pray effective prayers with more confidence and greater faith than ever before, stay with us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great guided experience book by Pastor Rick called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000 while you listen to today's broadcast. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called How to Pray a Breakthrough Prayer.
Jesus said this in Mark chapter 11. Anytime you ask for anything in prayer, believe that you have received it and you will receive it. Now, I really want you to get this. Notice the change in tense here. Believe that you have received it. That's past tense. And you will receive it. You say, wait a minute. I've got to believe I've got it in order to get it? Yep. That's called faith. This is called faith. Now, this is the difference between gratitude and faith. But you might write this down on your notes. Thanking God after he gives something is gratitude. Thanking God before he gives it is called faith. And in the breakthrough prayer, you need to have faith, not just gratitude. Thanking God after he's given you something, that's just gratitude. Lord, I appreciate what you've done. Thank you for this, thank you for that, thank you for all these things. But when you thank God in advance, before he's actually given it, you say, I know, I've asked for it, you've promised to give it to me, so I'm thanking you in advance. So you don't have to keep going, please give it to me, please give it to me, please give it to me, please, like you're begging God. No, you just have to say, God, I want you to give this to me. You've promised in your word to give it to me. I'm going to teach you these five things. And then for the rest of the time until it arrives, you just thank God. That's faith. Abraham did this. God told Abraham, you're going to have a son and you're going to be the father of many nations. Abraham started thanking God immediately. God, thank you that you're giving me a son. Thank you that I have a son. He even changed his name to father of many nations. You know how many years he thanked God before he got his first son? 25 years. That's a long time to thank God. God's timing was perfect. He was actually 100 years old when that baby was born. So it was a flat-out miracle. That's part of a breakthrough prayer. Now, the best example of a breakthrough prayer is in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I've taught on this passage before. It's about a guy named Jehoshaphat. He's a king in Israel. 2 Chronicles 20. After this, they'd had a big spiritual revival in the nation. Three enemy nations united to attack King Jehoshaphat. And spies told him a huge combined army is marching to Jerusalem right now to defeat you. That would be overwhelming. He can't do anything to stop it. Scared and worried, King Jehoshaphat resolved to seek the Lord. And he announced a nationwide fast. So then everyone came together to fast and to pray and to seek help from God. And when they all got to the temple in Jerusalem, they'd come from all over the nation, the king stood up and he prayed aloud. Now, this guy does three things right when he's in a crisis. You need to do these same things too. He prayed privately, he gets other people to pray, and then he prays publicly. And this is what you want to do when you're in a major crisis in your life. First, he prays privately. It says he resolved to seek the Lord. Now, instead of worrying, I got three enemies coming against me, and there's no way we're going to beat them. Instead of worrying, he worships. Instead of panicking, he prays. And he turns to God, and before he does anything else, it says he resolved to seek the Lord. He doesn't seek a consultant. He doesn't seek a business plan. He doesn't seek a bankruptcy advisor. He goes directly to God. And the very first thing he does in a crisis is he resolves to seek the Lord. Prayer should always be the first choice in your life, not the last resort. Now, this week we're going to look at Jehoshaphat's prayer, which is the rest of chapter 1 Chronicles chapter 20. Verse 3, it says, Jehoshaphat was afraid, so he set his face to seek the Lord. Now, you may be afraid about some problem in your life. That's okay. It's okay to be afraid. It's what you do with the fear. And it says here that what he did was he set his face to seek the Lord. The Bible says Jesus set his face to look to God, to look to the cross, to look to Jerusalem. And so it just means turn your attention. Now, what do you do in a breakthrough prayer? Well, you do five things. These are the five things that he does. Write these down. Number one, the first thing you do is you start by focusing on God, not my problem. When you're in a crisis, it's natural to start saying, God, I'm in a crisis. And you start telling God all the crises as if he doesn't know it. God knows you're in a crisis. He knew you were going to be in the crisis long before you did, before you were even born. He knew that crisis would happen in your life. So you don't start your prayer by saying, God, here's my prayer. I need money. I need a wife. I need a new job. I need to get out of bankruptcy or whatever the crisis is. I need a healing. You start by focusing on God. And what do you do is exactly what this guy did. And he does four things here. You might write these down. First, in my prayer, I remind myself of God's greatness. Now, this is what you're going to do first when you're praying in a crisis, when you're praying for a breakthrough, when you're praying for something you cannot control. You don't focus on the problem. You focus on God's greatness. In verse 6, here's what he prayed. Oh, Lord, are you not the God who's in heaven? I mean, didn't you make this whole thing, the whole universe? Aren't you the God in heaven? You rule over every kingdom and every nation. And you are so powerful and mighty that nothing and no one can defeat you. I focus on God's greatness. Second, next thing I do is I remind myself of God's unlimited power. And when I realize that God has all the power in the world, I don't have to have any power. God's got it all, and I can just trust him. And so in my prayer, I think of all the ways that God has helped me in the past, all the ways God has helped other people in the past, all the ways God has helped people in the Bible. And I go, remember when you did that? And remember when you did that? And remember when you did that? You had all the power to, you know, like you split the Red Sea and you brought water to the thirsty people in the desert but through a rock and all these miracles that God has done. God, you're a miracle-working God. You're powerful. I remind myself of God's greatness and I remind myself of God's power. And here's the third thing you do in a breakthrough prayer. You remind God, not yourself, you remind God of his promises.
The rest of today's message is coming up.
Everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray, but sometimes we get stuck and we need a breakthrough. Today, we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new, one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. You will be encouraged and become more confident in sharing your hopes, your dreams, your desires, and your challenges with your Heavenly Father. We'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of the guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
I remind myself of God's greatness, and I remind myself of God's power. And here's the third thing you do in a breakthrough prayer. You remind God, not yourself, you remind God of his promises. This is a real important key for you to get. In your prayer, you say, God, didn't you promise to help us? Didn't you promise to take care of us? Didn't you promise to meet all our needs? Haven't you promised? We've told you many times, there's like 4, 5, 6, 7,000 promises in this book, in the Bible. And in the next verse, he says, and God, by the way, did you not give us this promised land to your friend Abraham's descendants, that's us, to be theirs forever? So he's saying, God, you promised. Now, God loves to be reminded of his promises. We don't. If we're parents, we don't. I mean, if your kid comes to you and goes, Dad, you promised. You said, Dad, you said you'd do this. Mom, you promised. How can you break your promise? Because we're imperfect, because we're not always loving, and because we're not always in control. When our kids remind us of promises we've made to them, it's a pain. But it's not a pain to God. In fact, God loves when you come to him and say, hey, by the way, God, you said you'd answer prayer. By the way, God, you've said, you've promised to take care of all my needs. By the way, God, you've promised to care for me and to heal me in this situation. And God loves to have his word quoted back to him. Because this, he said, God, look, you said it right here. All I'm asking you to do is just keep your word. I'm your child, and Father, you said you'd do it. That's part of a breakthrough prayer. And so he said, God, I need your help, I'm asking you to keep your promises. And then finally, the fourth thing he does is he asks God for a breakthrough. And he says, God, in verse 10 to 12, our enemies want to destroy us. Will you not stop them from defeating us? Now, notice, in this prayer, he's very specific. He gives a very specific request. Here's the breakthrough I need. Do you know what you need to ask God? If you don't, God can't give it, because you got to know what you want to ask for. So you need to clarify, where do I need a breakthrough in my life? Don't ever ask God, oh, God, bless my life. It's such a general, vague thing. How are you going to know if God did it or not? What is a blessing anyway? Could anybody right now give me a definition of a blessing? What is a blessing? Sometimes a blessing is a problem. It's a blessing in disguise, and it keeps you from a bigger problem. Is that what you're praying when you say, God, give me a lot of blessings, God, give me a lot of problems? You might want to be careful about asking God to bless you. It's very vague. It's very general. You can't actually measure it. But when you say, God, I need to get out of debt, God, I need a healing for this particular thing. God, I need this relationship to be healed. I need the conflict to end. That's measurable. That's specific. You'll know when that's happened. And so you ask God for a breakthrough. Now, that's all in just the first step. You start by focusing on God. You're great. You're good. You're powerful. You've made a bunch of promises. And so I'm asking you to do it again. Notice in that passage that Jehoshaphat asked four questions. He said, are you not God? Did you not help us in the past? Have you not made promises to us? And will you not do it again? You can pray those exact same things in your breakthrough prayer. Now, here's the second part of a breakthrough prayer. I tell God, I can't do this. I need you to do this. This is what makes breakthrough prayers different than other prayers. When you say, God, I need your help, that means you still think you can do it. And that's okay. A lot of times you say, Lord, I need your strength today. Lord, I need your help today. Lord, I need your wisdom today. That's a normal prayer. In a breakthrough prayer, you go, God, I can't even possibly do this because it's beyond my control. I need you to do this. Have you ever felt powerless? Let me ask it another way. Have you ever held a screaming baby and tried to get it to be quiet? And it wouldn't. And no matter what you do, that baby won't stop screaming. That's a feeling of powerlessness. And when you feel that way, you need to pray a breakthrough prayer. Notice verse 12. Here's the second thing he prays. After he says, God, you're great, you're powerful, he says, we are powerless. We're powerless against this mighty army that is coming to attack us. And we don't know what to do, but we're looking to you for help. Now, this is very important. Look at that passage again. You should do this exact same thing when you're praying for a breakthrough in your life. First, you tell God exactly how you feel. God, I feel powerless. I have tried and tried and tried and tried and tried, and I can't control this. I can't manage this. I can't manipulate this. I can't change this. I've been batting my head against the wall for weeks, months, or years, or decades, and it's not changing. That's when you need a breakthrough prayer. We're powerless. You tell God, it feels hopeless. And you admit your inability. It's beyond my control. And you admit, even he says, not only he said we're powerless, but he says, we don't know what to do. He says, even if we did have the power, we don't even know what to do. I don't know what to do in this situation. And so what do you do when you're in a situation that you cannot control, you cannot change, and you cannot manage? What do you do in that kind of situation? You wait and you trust. You wait and you trust. Sometimes faith, it means doing nothing. You just stand still, you just stand there, you wait and you trust. You trying to do something puts it back in your court. Sometimes there's something so big in your life, you can't do anything about it. And you keep saying, you know, if I just figure this out, I'll just work it out. Things will work out great. And you just get more and more tired. Sometimes faith means doing nothing. Sometimes faith means just standing there and waiting while the enemy is headed straight at you. You just wait. Look at the next verse, verse 13. Then all the men of Judah stood before the Lord. This means they literally, all the people, the guys in the nation, they stood up before God. Doesn't mean 5 minutes. They might have stood before the Lord for hours. What are they doing? Simply by standing there saying, God, we're looking to you. This thing's too big for us. We're going to have a national crisis. We're going under for the last time. We're at the end of our rope, but we're hanging on. We just stand before the Lord. We're going to wait, watch, and trust. It says, then all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their waiting with their wives and their young children and even their babies. So the whole family can get involved in your breakthrough. And if you're a parent and you're praying for something during these 34 days, a big thing, you need to tell your kids. You need to get everybody praying about it at the dinner table. Husbands and wives, your spouse, tell your spouse the breakthrough prayer you're praying. Get your kids involved in praying this. And you just say, we're going to stand before the Lord. We can't change this, but God, you can. And it is our faith in you that's going to make the difference. Now, here's the third part of praying a breakthrough. After you have told God, focused on him, his greatness and all that, and you've told God you can't do it, you need him to do it, here's the third thing. Listen for what God says. I told you in prayer is a conversation. It's not a monologue. Prayer is not you doing all the talking. You mean, wait a minute, in those 5 minutes, I don't have to be talking the whole time? No. A person who talks all the time, that's not a conversation, that's a monologue. You want to have a conversation with God. You can't build a friendship if they never get to talk. You're not spending the whole time talking to God. You're spending some time letting God talk to you. How? Through this book. Through reading this book. This book is filled with what God wants to say to you. Everything God wants to say to you, he's already put it right here. People are always looking for some sign. I wish God would tell me what he wants to do. I wish he would write it in the sky. God is not going to write it in the sky. He's already written it in a book. And you won't read this. Why in the world do you think you're going to look up at the sky? Stop looking for a sign and start looking for a scripture. Stop looking for a vision and start looking for a verse. God's will is in God's word. And the more you read this book, the more you're going to know what to do. Now, I want you to listen to what God said to these guys, because they're all praying, Lord, the enemy's coming. We don't know what to do. We don't have the power. We're going to die. This is a crisis, and it's uncontrollable. Verses 15 to 18 is packed with encouragement for you. And God would say the same thing to you in his word if you would just read it. Here's what the Bible says, verses 15 to 18. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Whoa, we'll come back to that. The battle's not yours, but God. He says, you won't need to fight in this battle, strange battle. Just take up your position and stand strong, then just wait and watch, and you will see the Lord deliver you. You're not going to deliver yourself. This is a breakthrough prayer. I'm going to deliver you. Don't be afraid or discouraged, because the Lord is with you. And after they had listened to what God had said to them, it says, then the king and everybody else bowed down on the ground and they worshiped God. Imagine this scene, an entire nation getting on the ground, bowing down on their knees and worshiping God, because God said, I'm going to take care of it.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. And while you're there, be sure and sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional and check out all the other great resources available to you at PastorRick.com. Going through life, everyone struggles with difficult situations and circumstances. As Christians, we pray, but sometimes we get stuck and need a breakthrough. So how do we get the breakthrough we need? Through persistent prayer, which is simply a regular daily conversation with God. Today we'd like to tell you about a guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This brand new one-of-a-kind spiritual growth resource from Pastor Rick will teach you the purpose of prayer, different ways to pray, and how to develop a deep daily prayer life with God. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
There's a verse in the Bible that I like to think of as a blank check. It's Ephesians 3:20. Glory be to God who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. Now that is an incredible promise from God. God says he is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of. I don't know about you, but I'm a pretty big dreamer. God says I can top that. Now, that verse also tells us that we need to communicate with God. In fact, Jesus taught his disciples that prayer was the key to living a remarkable life. Prayer is the pathway to experiencing God's limitless power. But you know, prayer is just a simple conversation with God, and you could talk to God just like you talk to me or anybody else. Now, to help you develop your prayer life with God, I have put together a brand new spiritual growth resource, and I'm calling it Experience God's Power Through Prayer. I think it's going to help you develop a deeper prayer life and a conversation with God, a daily habit of prayer, and all of the things that you need to know to go deeper and deeper in a communication with God. It's going to encourage you. It's going to inspire you. It's going to help you become confident. Sharing your dreams, your desires, and even your difficulties with God on a daily basis. My prayer is that this tool will help you experience a real breakthrough in your prayer life, and you'll come to know God closer than you've ever known him before. Now, it's a hardcover book. It's filled with full-color pages. It's got beautiful, inspiring photos. It's got devotional thoughts, Bible verses, practical teaching. It's just chock full of information and inspiration that will dramatically transform your prayer life. So I hope you'll get a copy of Experience God's Power Through Prayer.
And we'll send you this guided experience book today as our way of saying thanks for supporting this ministry financially. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get your copy of this guided experience book called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. That's 800-600-5004 or just go to PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get this awesome study tool, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.